Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Entertaining and informative. This is Sid and Friends in the Morning. 77 WABC.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field.
Well, we've discussed a lot of topics on this show today and had great back and forth between Ted Cruz and Mayorkas about the border on Capitol Hill yesterday. Joe Biden's stupid joke about ice cream before talking about dead kids with both Sean Hannity and Dan Bongino took him to task for it yesterday. We talked about the city, Carl Heastie, the cover of the New York Post. We've done a ton of sports today. Yankees and Giants open the season tomorrow. Mets and Marlins open the season tomorrow. We were at the Ranger game last night. Me, Pete Lou, and the guys. Nick game the night before. But the one constant theme from 6 a.m. until now on this show today has been a special program coming your way tonight, second special program in the last 5 days at 8 p.m., which co-stars former Governor Andrew Cuomo. Now, tonight, Cuomo did it Friday. Tonight, our main man, John Catsimatidis, host of both terrific shows, Cats and Cosby, 5 p.m. weekdays, and the Cats Roundtable, 8 a.m. Sundays, is going to sit in with Andrew. So you get Cats and Cuomo. That's how that works. It's a good alliteration, like Cats and Cosby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cats and Cuomo. So here he is. Owner, operator, most importantly, like my father, dear friend, the great John Catsimatidis. John, good morning, pal. How are you?
Sid, I love your music that you play.
Thank
you for doing such a great job
on
WABC and being part of the team that has propelled this station up to the, well, how does Larry Kudlow say it? The solar system.
The solar system, yes.
And WABC stands, the joke we tell at 5 o'clock. And it's not really a joke because it's really the truth. We stand for truth, justice, and the American way.
Yes.
And the one thing I do say at 5 o'clock, I don't believe in extreme left. I don't believe in extreme right. And all of a sudden, we put Andrew Cuomo on, Governor Cuomo, who is one smart guy, and we put him on. And there's people that are upset. And I don't understand why we're upset.
Yeah.
First of all, Mark Levin was upset. Why is he upset? I don't know. Our contract that we have on that show with the old owners, Cumulus,
right,
was we have the right to put on specials. And right now, there is something going on in New York. There's a new budget due April 1st. We're going to decide the fate of New York on April 1st with the budget. Are we going to have a New York with law and order, or are we going to have recklessness like we've had the past 2 years? People don't want to ride the subways. They're scared, a lot of them. A woman was from PBS this morning was punched in the face.
Yeah, I saw that.
For no reason.
Yeah.
And what we want is the New York we all love. And I've said to the Governor Hochul, and I've said it to everybody in Albany. You know what I said? For whom do the bells toll? The 20 million New Yorkers that want to have a normal New York, that want to walk around our city, that want to walk around our state and be safe? Or the 3,000 violent criminals? The violent criminals. I don't care about bail reform for the guy that stole a loaf of bread. They steal a loaf of bread. They're hungry. I can understand
even
that.
From your own store, even from Christine's.
Yeah, I don't care. But what we need is law and order. And we've had Governor Cuomo on because he deserves a voice. You know, I believe everybody deserves a voice. He was governor of state of New York for a long time. His father was governor of the state of New York for 12 years. The Cuomo family has dedicated themselves to New York. They deserve a voice.
Listen,
I'm not going to shut
agree.
Them out.
Listen, we're on record this morning, starting at 6 a.m. I've asked everybody here, John, from Pete to Lou to Justin to know, we all agree he should be on. We all agree he'll be a fascinating listen. But, if you're concerned about crime in this city, and you are, there's nothing phony about this. This is not John Catsimatidis being overdramatic. He can live anywhere in the world. He lives here in New York City, okay? You really are concerned. Andrew Cuomo was the architect of that bill, which Kathy Hochul hasn't changed and is destroying this city. So you have to understand that the listeners are upset if Cuomo now becomes, he's disingenuous if he's critical of Hochul because he did this bill in the first place and he has a responsibility to the listeners and New Yorkers to say, this is what I did. Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I didn't make a mistake. But to just not address it, he's doing himself and the listeners in New York, in my opinion, John Catsimatidis, a huge disservice.
Last Friday night was Governor Cuomo, take one.
Take one.
Tonight is Governor Cuomo, take two.
Right.
And I cannot guarantee what he's going to say.
Right, I know that.
But I have recommended to him as his friend that he should address certain subjects that made him look bad.
Right.
And let me tell you, I got together over the weekend on Saturday. We get together with a bunch of friends. And kibitz on a Saturday morning.
Kibitz, great word.
You like that Jewish word, kibitz?
Good job, yeah.
And you know what? Even my hard Republican friend said, we don't dislike Cuomo, but he was tough, and he was tough when he had to be tough. And he was tough when he has to be tough. And my recommendation to Governor Hochul, and nobody said anything bad about Governor Hochul, but there's common sense Democrats in the state assembly and common sense Democrats in the state Senate. And they have to have the courage to stand up against the bizarre.
Yeah.
The bizarro. Remember the bizarro comics?
Yes.
The bizarro people that want to I don't want to lose our city. And I don't want to lose our state.
The guy on the front page of the New York Post today, to your point, John, is Carl Hastie. He's the state assemblyman. He's the speaker out of the Bronx, of course. He doesn't want to hear it. He doesn't care how you feel about crime. There's a lot of African-American charter schools.
I'd like Governor Cuomo to stand up against him.
Me too.
And say enough is enough. New Yorkers deserve to be safe. We pay the highest taxes in the world. I'm not complaining about taxes. You know what I'm complaining about? I want my kids to be safe walking around. You want your kids to be safe walking in the subways. And that's what it's all about.
But don't you think, look, you and I are both friends with Erica, the mayor, Eric Adams. We like him.
And we support him.
Oh, support him 100%.
Because he wants New Yorkers to be safe.
100%.
And we don't want Albany to tie him up not to be safe.
So don't you think it would be better for guys like Adams, who does want New York to be safe, we both know that, or Cuomo, to come out and be more critical of some of these Democrats, and they just don't
do it.
Well,
let's see what happens tonight.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm asking everybody to tune in because I think Andrew Cuomo has a lot of common sense. And do we agree with him on everything?
No.
What did Ed Koch used to say? Mayor Koch. He used to say, if you agree with me on everything, you're crazy. But if you agree with me on 70% of the things, you're my friend.
Is that what he said?
That's Mayor Koch's famous statement.
I loved him, by the way.
And that's what I believe in.
Yeah.
And I believe that everybody should have the right to speak. Now, I got Mark Levin, our 6 to 9 o'clock show.
Yeah.
He's all upset. He's yelling, screaming, hollering, criticizing me. Why? We have the right to do it under our contract.
There's an
emergency.
No, we're allowed.
There's an emergency going on.
Of course.
With the budget due in Albany.
Yeah.
And we're allowed to do it under the contract.
And by the way, not only are we allowed to
and
do it.
And I try to be nice to him. Because, look, he is a nice man.
He gets crazy.
He's a good broadcaster. And he does a good job.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's got to stay calm sometimes.
He gets crazy. And look, we're allowed to do it. And for what it's worth, Cuomo got really good ratings on Friday night.
Oh.
That's our game.
To
that's
the solar
our game.
System.
I know. So, but why Levin is upset is because he hates Cuomo. I got Janice Dean upset.
And yeah. I feel bad. She lost a couple of relatives to the pandemic. And we all lost a lot of friends. So, I Janice Dean is a decent person.
Good person.
And a good person, and she does a great job. But I understand because on Sunday was the anniversary of her in-laws dying.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Wow.
So I can understand. And I offered her time on our shows, and I said, Janice, if you want time, you have it. The same thing with Mark Levin. I said we gave notice to Cumulus, who does the networking for Mark Levin,
is that Cumulus or Westwood One?
Westwood One was a subsidiary of Cumulus.
Gotcha, got it. Right.
So I think it's still
Cumulus. Yeah,
and and I understand Emily, our lawyer, was trying to contact them for 2 weeks, and guess what? Didn't even answer.
They don't care.
We want what's right for New York. WABC stands for what's right with all Americans. All Americans.
Hey, listen.
I don't care your color. I don't care your race. We want what's right because that's the way America has been.
The proof is in the pudding. When you took over this station, we were number 23. Now, look.
28.
Now, we discuss some very polarizing topics, and you've got a station, John, that is heavily to the right in a city and a state that is blue, and yet we still get great ratings, which says whatever you're doing, this is a testament to you and Margo, whatever you're doing is genius, and it's working, and whether it means Eric Adams coming on with Sid, Andrew Cuomo coming on with John, or any one of these folks. Listen, somebody offered me Hakeem Jeffries for next week. And
Hakeem, I know for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge Hakeem fan. Again,
but
I don't vote Democrat.
But if he wants to be on, you should have him on.
Exactly right. And I wouldn't say no.
And look,
if Cuomo wants to come out with me, I'm not going to say no.
I had Senator Schumer on many times. I believe everybody should have the right to speak. And WABC is not the people extreme right.
Right.
We're not extreme left. We're people that deserve to listen to everybody and let our listeners decide how they feel.
Yeah.
And I talked to Curtis about Anthony Weiner. We gave him a second chance. And I think Curtis and Anthony Weiner get along very well now.
They do. And actually, Anthony Weiner is getting pretty good ratings on a Saturday, which is, again, that's the name of the game.
Double O's ratings.
Yeah, I mean, that's the name. You know, people go to me, but Sid, I know the ratings are good, but aren't you sort of selling out? I go, what do you mean selling out? What does that mean?
Give a chance of, hey, you don't I'm not saying you have to vote for Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
I'm not saying you have to vote for Anthony Weiner. But I think we should listen to them at least.
Right. And then hate them. That's fine. Or love them. That's fine too. But
I
listen.
I was on the board of the New School.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And what was the name? Bob Kerry.
Oh, Bob
was a
Perry.
Chancellor,
sure,
former, and that's an extreme left school.
Yeah, yeah.
And they invited Tom Rich, the Homeland Security guy, he had a new book, to speak. And there was a couple of kids in the audience, just a couple. There were maybe 30, 40 people in the audience, just two kids that wouldn't let him speak. They were doing blowhorns.
Oh, boy.
But that's what our universities are about.
Yeah, I know.
Listen to both sides.
And, you know, it's funny you say that because I'm watching Chad Lopez. And, by the way, the lovely Emily Panko looks great. Nice pink. This is high school interns. They all look very handsome. And look how well-dressed.
We have the high school interns from Farrell High School in Staten Island.
Okay.
And they're going to be working on weekends, some of them. and learning more about the major leagues.
No kidding. So all these kids here are going to be working this summer, and they're going to get a taste of exactly what we do here, which is...
With WABC being the most major station on the East Coast of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And don't forget our signal at night.
You're here in Georgia.
Absolutely.
When Mark Levin is on, it goes from Canada.
Yeah.
All the way to Miami and Northern Europe.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So when you see your ratings, those ratings that Nielsen puts out are only the ratings for the tri-state area.
That's it. We're even bigger.
It's even bigger.
So do you think, I know you know the answer to this, do you think Andrew Cuomo will run again for some political office?
Let me tell you something. I know the Cuomo family a long time. I know Andrew a long time. And he is a little bit taken back in the way he was treated and how a lot of people that were his friends...
Stabbed him in the back. Two in particular, Kathy Hochul and Letitia James, both stabbed him in the back.
What did Caesar say?
At two.
Caesar said, Brutus, and you too?
Exactly.
And I think he's upset about that. And he deserves to be heard. That's it. That's the way I feel. He deserves to be heard. Mark Levin deserves to be heard. I have nothing against him. And
I love the fact you brought up Janice Dean, too.
And Janice Dean, I feel bad. She lost two relatives.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out the truth. The same way we're finding out the truth now about what really happened January 6th. It is mind-boggling. On my last night show, we don't know the whole truth.
Well, Mike Pence.
We will find out the whole truth.
You've gotten close with Mike Pence. He was here last week.
The vice president was sitting right here in this office.
And I, in the studio. And just a month ago, I interviewed him here. I met him, too, at your office.
Yes.
So he's been here twice now over the last month. And he claims his life was in danger and it was much worse than Donald makes it sound. I don't know how you feel about that.
There's tapes now. The tapes have come through that some of the Capitol Police and plainclothes Capitol Police, was on my show last night, were letting people in and waving them in.
Tucker Carlson showed those.
300 people arrested. I don't remember.
Yeah,
300?
Yeah, 300.
Only one had a gun. This is no insurrection. An insurrection is you need guns.
Right.
One guy had a gun.
That's right.
And the Capitol Police had 100 guns.
I know.
Look, I'm tired of the American people being, what's the right word? Conned.
Yeah.
We are being conned by our politicians. I believe that American people deserve to know the truth, and that's what WABC does. We tell the truth, and we seek out the truth, Sid.
And you do it every day in great fashion, 5 p.m. every weeknight, Katz and Cosby, 8 a.m. every Sunday morning. Great show. Best guest list in the country, the Katz Roundtable, and a special WABC show coming up later on tonight at 8 p.m. My man, John Katzenmatidis, with former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, only right here on WABC. Very exciting.
Thank you, Sid.
Thank you. Great job, John Katzenmatidis. Check him out at 5 o'clock tonight and 8 o'clock tonight for John and Governor Cuomo. We'll take a short break. More to do on the Wednesday edition of New York's number one morning show, Sid and Friends in the Morning, Talk Radio 77. WABC.
Strawberry fields. Nothing.